Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Today is Monday, April 29th. We're talking about another place of worship attacked and why Boeing has a big day today. Plus, Airbnb's new plans, and did Avengers Endgame actually hit $1 billion? Today's episode is brought to you in part by the Primary Ride Home podcast, the latest news from the campaign trail every day at 5 p.m. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Another place of worship was attacked, this time a synagogue near San Diego, California, in what President Trump and other officials are calling a hate crime. NBC News reports a 19-year-old gunman killed one woman and injured three others, including the rabbi. It happened Saturday during services on the last day of the Jewish holiday Passover. And it happened 6 months to the day of a shooting at a Pittsburgh synagogue that killed 11 people. Police say this weekend's gunman might also be linked to a fire at a nearby mosque last month. And they're investigating a manifesto he may have posted online with white supremacist themes that praised the mosque attacks in New Zealand. But Saturday's shooting could have been worse than it was. Reports say the shooter's gun jammed and he ran. Police later arrested him and he is now in custody. The president of the National Rifle Association is stepping down. He said in his resignation letter the organization is dealing with a, quote, clear crisis. The Washington Post reports it likely has to do with a power struggle between Oliver North, who is stepping down, and the NRA's executive vice president, Wayne LaPierre. They both want the other to resign. The announcement was made during the NRA's convention in Indianapolis, where President Trump also took the stage, calling himself a champion of gun rights. It comes as the NRA faces multiple lawsuits, several media reports of financial mismanagement, and now even a legal investigation. The New York Attorney General says she's investigating the NRA's finances and whether the organization should still be considered a nonprofit that does not have to pay taxes. The NRA says it will cooperate but has full confidence in its accounting. A tech boom in Seattle has led to more giant construction cranes in its skyline than in any other city in the U.S. But one of them turned deadly on Saturday. The Seattle Times says a tower crane working on a new Google campus fell, hitting six cars and killing four people, two workers and two people on the ground. Four others were hurt but should be okay. It's the first deadly crane collapse in more than a dozen years in Seattle. Investigators say with at least four companies involved in this, it could be a while before they know what actually caused that collapse. Today is a big day for Boeing. First of all, today, U.S. regulators from three agencies, including the FAA, will launch a new safety review of the Boeing 737 MAX planes. Reuters reports the review also involves an international team with nine regulators from around the world. They'll be taking a serious look at the aircraft's safety and how it was certified in the first place. Of course, we're talking about the model of airplane that is still grounded around the world because of two deadly plane crashes just months apart. One in Indonesia in October, the other in Ethiopia just last month. Both were 737 MAX planes. The new international review is set to last 3 months starting today. At the same time, there's new criticism about Boeing. The Wall Street Journal reports the company did not tell its biggest customer, Southwest Airlines, about a safety feature that was deactivated on the 737 MAX planes. They didn't say anything, at least until after that first deadly crash in Indonesia. Now Boeing is working to gain back the public's trust, promising an important software update. And Bloomberg reports today the company's CEO plans to hold his first news conference since the latest plane crash. To be continued. Well, it happened. The opening weekend of Avengers Endgame shattered box office records. A lot of them. The Hollywood Reporter says the movie had the biggest global launch, the biggest opening in North America, the biggest international debut, and the top IMAX opening, just to name a few. Variety says the movie brought in $350 million in North America alone and $1.2 billion worldwide in just 5 days. CNBC says that's the fastest a film has ever hit the $1 billion mark. It's a much-needed boost to the box office. This year's numbers are now 13% behind this time last year, which is at least better than it was before. In fact, experts told Variety, Avengers Endgame could be the start to the biggest revenue-generating summer in box office history. Much more news ahead, but first, a quick break for today's sponsor. Have you ever wondered where your family comes from? I know I don't have the full picture, and it makes me wonder what I don't know about my family's history. That's why I'm so excited to get my results from Ancestry DNA. You can discover more about your family and learn about your story by combining the Ancestry DNA test with billions of historical family records. And here's the thing. Ancestry DNA gives you so much more than just the places you're from. Ancestry connects you to the places in the world where your story started, using precise geographic detail and clear-cut historical insights. You can even trace your ancestors' journeys over time. I never got to meet my great-grandparents and know very little about them, so I'm really excited to learn more. And you can too. Just go to ancestry.com/newsworthy today for 20% off your Ancestry DNA kit. That's ancestry.com/newsworthy for 20% off your Ancestry DNA kit. Ancestry.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. The number one NFL draft pick was Heisman Trophy winner Kyler Murray. The Oklahoma quarterback was selected number one overall by the Arizona Cardinals. And it's historic. He's now the only player to be drafted in the first round of two major sports, both the NFL and MLB. He ended up choosing football over baseball. The Baylor Lady Bears will be on Capitol Hill today, becoming the first women's championship team to visit President Trump since he took office. They beat Notre Dame last month to win the NCAA title, and it's tradition for the winning team to meet with the president. But some sports teams have refused to visit the White House in protest of some of Trump's comments or policies. This year's champs on the men's side RSVP'd no. ABC News says the University of Virginia men's basketball team said it respectfully declines, blaming a scheduling issue. More tech companies are cracking down on anti-vaccine messages on their platforms as the rate of measles cases goes up. The latest? The crowdfunding platform Indiegogo. TechCrunch reports the company will ban fundraisers with an anti-vaccine message or other health-related campaigns that are considered unscientific. Health experts blame that kind of misinformation for causing the current measles outbreak. Other platforms like GoFundMe, Facebook, and Pinterest have also started to crack down and remove anti-vaccine messages. Airbnb has some new plans, and CNBC is calling it the company's, quote, biggest move into the traditional hotel space. That's because it's not just homeowners renting out a room. This is Airbnb partnering up with a major New York real estate developer. The plan is to designate 10 floors of the iconic Rockefeller Plaza in Manhattan to apartment-style suites, essentially hotel rooms with living rooms and kitchens that can only be booked through Airbnb. The plan still needs final approval from all the parties involved. Keep in mind, Airbnb recently bought the app Hotel Tonight, and the CEO says it's all part of a plan to be the, quote, super brand of travel. In fact, Reuters reports Airbnb is even thinking about creating original shows. Yes, as in some TV series or documentaries about travel. That one, though, is still up in the air. Avengers Endgame was not the only record-breaking entertainment over the weekend. Taylor Swift's surprise song, Me, just broke a few records as well. Forbes says the music video now has the most views in 24 hours for a solo artist on YouTube, with more than 65 million views. And on Amazon, CNET says Me broke two records, one for the most first-day streams, and another for the most on-demand voice requests with Alexa. Me is the first single of Swift's upcoming album. She released the song at midnight Friday. And that's it. You are caught up from the weekend. Thank you so much for listening. And if you want to read more about any of the stories we talked about today, just go to the homepage of thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for today's date. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day. Hey, it's me again. Just a quick reminder to check out the new podcast and our sponsor this week, The Primary Ride Home. It's a daily show like this one, but it publishes every weekday at 5 o'clock p.m. It's just 15 to 20 minutes, but it focuses exclusively on the ongoing presidential primaries. The latest news from the campaign trail, who's up, who's down, what issues are getting traction, what do the polls say? So for political junkies, it's a great complement to this show. Just search your podcast app and subscribe to The Primary Ride Home.